Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast.
Hello everybody, it's Richard Bailey here again and you are listening to another Shifting Perspectives podcast. I've made a trip to meet up with an extraordinary young man called Jack Hale. Jack is part of an advocacy group called Our Voice, Our Choice. He's a top skier. He's competed as part of the Special Olympics ski team. He's a surfer. Loves sport and is a big fan of Gillingham FC. He holds down two jobs and lives semi-independently. So, hello Jack Hale, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you very much, Richard, and hello from me.
So, we want to know lots about you, and so let's start off with, you know, I said that you lived independently with support. Can you tell me a bit about your house, and are you house proud?
I'm very house proud, and I'm feeling really happy that I've got a house myself.
And what's the best thing about living independently?
I think it's just cleaning rotors. Yes, yeah. So it helps what chores you have to do, like everywhere you go, it helps.
And you like cleaning?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's great. Good stuff. And is there anything difficult that you find about living independently?
Bills. Just I like to do it myself, so then I can get more confident to do it, so it might help me.
So do you go out and do the shopping and for food and that kind of thing?
Yes, I do.
And how about cooking? Do you do your own cooking there?
Yes, I quite enjoy cooking. Just helps me show people what I can cook my own house.
And what's your favourite recipe? What's the thing that you go to the most?
Well, the thing is, I do like fish pie, and that's one of the things I'm really good at.
Lovely. Bit of fish pie. Can't beat that.
No, can't beat it.
That's great. And so, if you do need help, who's around to help you out?
It's my support worker and my mum. I have, like, two support workers, and they stay two in a day and overnight, so they know what they're learning about who I am in person, and it's about what I'm going to do in the daytime, afternoon and evening. We had to decide what to do for shopping, so we had to check cupboards, what I could cook, and that helps.
So you also work. We mentioned that you've got two jobs. Can you tell me what you do for work?
I'm a waiter at two restaurants. I do as a team, and it helps keep my customers having a good chat, kind of nice conversation. It's quite helpful for them to know what they can order.
Is that the favourite part of your job, having a chat to customers?
Yes, and having a laugh.
So is that the training that you had at Fox's Academy? Because you went to Fox's Academy, didn't you?
Yes, I have. It was a good experience to give me those jobs.
So we mentioned Fox's Academy. Perhaps some of our listeners don't know what that is. Maybe you could explain what the Fox's...
It's a place where it's catering, like a college. And like we all do, like, housekeeping, food prep, and being a waiter and a waitress, it helps everyone to learn what they do every day.
And how long were you down at Fox's for?
Had a 2-year contract, and gave me a good experience up there, so to see other people every day. That's been really nice.
Well, they've done a good job because now you've got the two jobs waiting, haven't you?
Yes, it's given me, like, good experience when I'm in my head and when I'm down where I live.
So, and if you had a dream job, what would your dream job be?
Be a public speaker.
Nice.
I just think I had good experience of being a public speaker. I like to build up my confidence, really.
And when, well, we know that you've spoken before in public, so what did you speak about before?
I've spoken to midwives in the hospital, and I did it in Plymouth University. And ever since, I thought about being a public speaker is an interesting thing to go for.
And what did you say to the midwives and the university?
I said about my life, why I got Downs, and it's quite interesting what they need to hear.
Very interesting. I think they do need to hear it. That's wonderful. And so if you were public speaking in the future, is that the kind of things that you would be saying to people?
I would, yes. I think it would be a fabulous thing to do. With all of that, I think it's just superb, amazing, really. Just enjoying the life.
We'll have to get you signed up with an agent then, get you a public speaking agent.
Yes, I think that'd be amazing.
That's great stuff. And now then, we mentioned about skiing. Now, I believe you compete as part of a Special Olympic ski team.
That's correct, yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Being in a Special Olympic team is a lot of matters, and it's quite fun having a ski for my buddies, and I'm competing with the other team.
And is it quite stiff competition to get into the team?
Yes. See, it's the time and the speed you need to do it for. But I just want to beat my record, my time. Just really helps what I've been achieve, winning medals and competing with other people.
Okay, and we've got some of your medals here, haven't we? Can you tell me? Can you describe these?
I've got like two gold medals. So then, when you come first, second, or third, you get like different colour medals you can get. So it helps you to the next level up.
And what's the one that you're holding there?
I'm holding a gold medal, and it's really nice to achieve what I have done.
And what was that one? Where did you get that one?
I did it up in a place called Birmingham.
Lovely. And then this one here, I see, and that's the West Midlands Championships as well.
Yes, that's correct.
And they're very fancy medals you've got there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I've got this photograph here, and it's of loads of photographs of you skiing. Now then, can you tell me how old are you there? I mean, I think you must have won gold medal there. You've got your arms outstretched. You've got the biggest smile on your face there. So how old were you then? What have you just won there? Do you remember?
I won a gold medal, and it was a really big achievement. So I just decided to have that photo.
I know, you've got your arms outstretched. You look fantastic. And and who are all these guys? Is this the GB team?
Yes, that's my team.
And who's this one here with his arms aloft? Is that you again?
Yes, that's me.
Have you just won again? Is that why?
Just go for it.
That's it. There's a theme running.
Do this.
Yeah, there's a theme running. You've got your arm up in all of these. I think you're winning everything here, aren't you? Lovely. So we were chatting earlier and you said that you'd been off for a year from skiing because you had a bad back.
Ever since I hurt my back, I always think that if I get back my skis, I'll be racing again, and competing with all these people out of different places is really good to see them.
And you've been having lots of physio, and that's exactly what you're doing.
Cause yeah, I hear, and it helps me get more stronger, better.
And I hear that you're off to Switzerland soon?
Yes.
And what's that? What are you doing there?
It's one of the nationals. It's going to be a huge run. And then see who would come first, but it's about how you do the best and take part. I always think it's always good to have a gold medal. I always think of music, when I do get gold medal, I always think of that song, Gold Song.
Spandau Ballet?
Yes, I think it's a good song. Just because it's good if you did get a gold medal.
It's a perfect song.
It's good to achieve it.
Yeah. So we know that you're a top skier. And what other sports do you like?
Surfing, tennis, and badminton.
Brent, well, let's go back to the surfing because I can't surf.
You just get good waves and it's good to try to stand up more as you can.
I'm not very good at surfing, but I suppose it helps if you're a good skier.
Yeah, a lot of balancing.
And badminton as well?
Yes, I do badminton and it's a laugh. It's opposite my house, which is really great. It's a certain time I like to go to it and have fun with my friends.
That's wonderful. Now then, you're a football fan, we know that, and you support Chelsea FC. No?
No, but it is the same colour, but I do support Gillingham.
Ah.
I understand the home kit, so I do understand the difference.
I'm only messing with you.
It's okay. It's funny.
So I hear the other day you went up, big surprise.
It was a big surprise, actually. I went up, had no idea what's going on. I came straight in. Then I got told we met this guy. And then he said, look at this programme. And they said I was 12th man of the match. And it took me to see the team and the manager. Then I get to dine with the other people who's up there.
And that was all at Gillingham FC?
Yes, it was a very interesting day.
It sounds like you were treated really well. So you're Gillingham's number one fan. Do you get up to see them very often?
Sometimes, but if it's at home games we do. Just when the fixtures comes out, we make sure it's at home games.
And what are you like at the games? Do you kind of chant and shout and
just celebrate if we did get a goal?
And did Gillingham have a chant?
Yes, they do.
Do you know what division they're in?
League One.
League One. So they're going to be in the Premiership soon.
Maybe if we do hit that way.
And who's your favourite player there?
He's been there for a long time. It's Max Ilmer.
Max Ilmer, a good player.
Good player.
Now then, the other thing you do and you're a part of is the Down Syndrome Association's Our Voice, Our Choice group. Now, can you tell me what that group's for?
We do these role plays and it's just about how we created all different relationships and travel and money. So it's like a bit like a mind map.
A mind map?
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit more about that?
We write it on a board. So like if you had something you'd like to do with your travel training, we put something on the board and then we write it on. It helps because other people want to know it is about yourself. I think it's amazing, really amazing. And I think it's about what people has got Down syndrome. It's amazing.
It's amazing. That's a really nice way to end, I think. So skier, advocate, all-round top bloke, it's been a real privilege to meet and chat to you today, Jack. And I hope our dear listeners have also enjoyed the short time in your company. So I'm going to say thank you very much, Jack.
And thank you to you, Richard. Thank you.
My name is Richard Bailey, and please do listen out for more Shifting Perspectives podcasts.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast. You can find more of our podcast via the DSA website or at Spotify and Audio Boom and Apple Podcast and other podcast platforms. Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.